3. Scene 1. The Wood. Titania is still sleeping. Quince, Snug, Bottom, Flute, Snout, and Starveling enter.
Are we all here?
This is a marvellous place to rehearse our play. Let's begin.
Wait a minute, Quince.
What is it, Bottom?
In my opinion, the audience won't like some things in this play. For example, Pyramus must kill himself with a dagger. The ladies in the audience will be frightened. How can we solve this?
In my opinion, Pyramus mustn't kill himself.
I've got a better idea. Let's write a prologue. In the prologue, I'll explain that the dagger won't really hurt me. Pyramus doesn't really kill himself, and I'm not really Pyramus. I'm Bottom. Then the ladies won't be frightened.
Good idea. We'll have a prologue, but I want to say it. I haven't got a role.
In my opinion, the lion will frighten the ladies. We must have another prologue and explain that the lion isn't really a lion.
Nope, I've got a better idea. The audience must see Snug's face through the lion's neck. Also, Snug must talk to the ladies and say, "I'm not really a lion. Ladies, I'm a man and I'm playing the part of a lion. My name is Snug."
Good idea. We'll do that. Now let's rehearse. Pyramus is the first person to speak.
Puck enters behind the group of actors.
These stupid men are rehearsing a play near the sleeping fairy queen. I'll watch and see if they're good actors.
Stand there, Thisby. Speak, Pyramus.
Thisby, my sweet Thisby. Wait, I hear a noise. Stay here. I'll return soon.
Bottom exits.
This Pyramus is very strange. I'll change this man into an ugly creature. He'll be the first thing the Fairy Queen sees when she wakes.
Puck exits.
Do I speak now?
Yes. People must know that you're waiting for Pyramus to return.
Oh, sweet Pyramus, I'm waiting for you.
Puck enters. Bottom is following him. He's wearing an ass's head.
My heart is yours, Thisby.
Ah, what's happening? Bottom is now an ass. Run! Escape! Help!
Quince, Snug, Flute, Snout and Starveling exit.
I'll follow these stupid men around the wood and I'll frighten them. I'll become various dangerous animals. This will be fun.
Puck exits.
Why are they frightened of me? Perhaps they're playing a joke on me to make me feel frightened. But I'll stay here and sing loudly. They'll see that I'm not frightened.
Bottom sings loudly and wakes Titania. Bottom finishes his song. Titania gazes at Bottom lovingly.
That was beautiful. Please sing again. I love how you sing, and I love you. Please stay with me always. My fairies will attend to you and give you lovely presents. Fairies, come to me.
The fairies enter.
You must all be kind to this beautiful man. Give him everything he wants.